Orthodoxy is centered in worship. The liturgy is regarded as a participation in heavenly worship taking place now, and as a physically demanding, powerfully moving, and transforming experience. The Protestant tradition began in the 16th century, although it actually climaxed a series of reforms that had begun already in the previous century, as an attempt to reform what was regarded as the corrupt Catholicism of the late medieval period. Catholicism had, and I think everybody would agree with this, including Catholics, lost touch with the essence of the religion. It had become too hierarchical, too legalistic, and too morally corrupt. Reform was needed. Although symbolically connected to the name of Martin Luther in Germany and John Calvin in France and Switzerland, the Reformation took many forms from the beginning and has developed in distinctive ways. I could say very briefly that in all forms of the Reformation, the clergy are married and very often female. Protestantism occurs in a variety of organizational forms, from the use of bishops to democratically elected leaders at the local level. But overall, Protestantism has traditionally placed a much greater emphasis upon the ministry of preaching than on the sacraments. So much more an emphasis upon the verbal character of revelation, and therefore of scripture and scriptural preaching than one finds in Catholicism or in Orthodoxy. A very brief and terribly unfair review of some of the major elements. The Lutheran tradition, beginning with Martin Luther, emphasized a return to Scripture. Luther's phrase was sola scriptura, Scripture alone, as the norm for Christian life, and a concentration on faith. Luther's slogan was sola fides, faith alone, as the means of being in right relationship with God. These slogans set themselves against the developments that had happened in Catholicism over the centuries and represent a return to simplicity, to go back to the origins in Scripture and to what was regarded as the essential feature of Christianity, which was the response of the heart to God rather than the observance of thousands and thousands of particular kinds of observances decreed by the Church. The Lutheran tradition is found particularly in the Germanic and Nordic populations. In the United States today, there are about 8 million Lutherans. The Anglican tradition began as a schismatic break with Rome by King Henry VIII. You will remember that there was a marriage and divorce involved in all of this. And so Henry VIII, paradoxically, had been declared by the Pope a defender of the faith because he had opposed the Reformation in Germany on the side of Catholicism. But out of his desire for an heir, he sought a dissolution of his first marriage. This was rejected, and Henry VIII found a way. But under Thomas Cranmer, the Anglican Church, Church of England, developed a distinctive reform of the Catholic tradition, reflected above all in the forms of piety found in what is known as the Book of Common Prayer, which is, by everybody's estimation, one of the masterpieces of English prose. The Anglo-Catholic tradition, or Episcopalian tradition, are primarily English-speaking. In the United States, there are about 2.3 million members of the Anglo-Catholic or Episcopalian tradition. The Episcopal tradition looks not only to Scripture, but also to the tradition and to the use of reason in using Scripture. Therefore, it is often characterized by a high intellectual character. The tradition called Methodism began in the 18th century under the Oxford students, the brothers John and Charles Wesley, who wanted to reform Anglicanism by emphasizing fervent piety, expressed above all in the marvelous hymns composed by Charles Wesley, and the practices, therefore the method, of the of piety, the practices of piety, paradoxically, in imitation of the ancient monks, but now carried out by lay people who committed themselves as discipleship groups who would try to lead fervent lives.